Blog Talk Radio.
Right with this moment. Take my life, I'm my number one opponent. Trials be deep, stay awake and me only. Know what to do. I'm in bliss, I'm surrounded by my angels. Crystallize, you can't break down my handle. I'm alive, I won't bask in no hassle. When our ways will be handled. What's your vibe? Are your prestigious handled? Live your life, you're empowered to be your greatest tool. Daddy taught me the game, he was on me. I got pride, it's my stride, I'm not hungry. I'm the master of my mind, I'm not lonely.
Hello, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, mama. Trying to get it together, right? You guys like my altar?
I know.
That's my love altar. See that? Isn't that epic? Don't you guys love that? I would, like, pick up pieces and show you guys, but as you can see, my hands are full, so. Goodness. Bye, Tribe. Can you bring the speaker? I know we kind of ghetto-fied here, so never mind us. And in the meantime, in between time, actually, like, there's, like, one of me, actually, like, 50 of me, and I somehow work it out. So I'm about to, like, pull everybody in. How is everybody? How are you, Noy?
I'm good, girl. I'm, like, so good. I'm just chilling. That's all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got a very interesting connection going on here. You know how that goes.
There's a
cut. Hi, everyone.
Again.
Welcome to another week of the Vibe Tribe. Not the Vibe Tribe. Did I just say the Vibe Tribe?
Yes.
The Goddess Glow. I should call the show the Vibe Tribe. That would be pretty epic, eh? The Vibe Tribe. So I'm trying to pull, like, everyone on here as much as I can. So, and we usually don't have you guys on with us live on YouTube. We're on Facebook. But due to popular request, we are trying to pull you guys in to join us on Tuesday night on The Goddess Glow. And tonight the name of the show is, what's the name of the show, Nunoy?
The Plane. From, like,
the
Fantasy
plane.
Island. Like, Boss. Yeah.
From Fantasy
Island.
Hold
yep.
on. Boss. What is it again?
It was like Boss, The Plane. Just like that guy on Fantasy Island.
Yeah. I'm trying to live with it.
You're cutting out, okay?
I'm doing my best.
I know. I know.
Are you guys from here?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. So, YouTube is tripping as usual, but it's all good because when YouTube puts me out there, but I think what I'm going to do is just let it trip.
You sound muffled up. Okay?
Awesome.
It's not clear.
It's like totally off. Hi, guys. Well, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. But it looks like it's tripping. Like, of course, we're doing YouTube, and I try to do YouTube, but it's sick. Amazing. And maybe it's just the area that I'm in, but I apologize for what I'm already on in that process, but I'm not even going to challenge them tonight because I prefer to save all my energy, guys. Okay. So what I'm going to do is do my regular, what I do. And if you guys want to see it, then you guys just go on either Instagram or you go on FB and you'll see it. Okay. And as far as the shoes, I have both pairs that they're doing. This is one of these. Anyways, the reason that we decided to name it the Goddess Glow, not just the Goddess Glow, but the title of the topic tonight is Boss, the Plane, the Plane. Why is that, Lauren?
Girl. I'm be honest. No, I'm gonna be honest. I don't even remember. Like, we talked about so much stuff.
Well, to be honest,
and
I don't forget nothing. Like, for some reason, she told me that I'm too rocket funny. Well, she's not the only one that told me that I'm too rocket funny. To be all like, I have to like try to time it down, and I try to time it down as much as I can. But I promise you, like, my brain's in a whole other planet, and. Yes, but it seems like for some reason when I try to like just talk like first and third grade like English or something, it just for some reason it like lowers my vibration. I don't know why, and I just don't like hanging out down here. Not saying that you guys are like below me or nothing. That's not what I'm saying. So don't even take it like that at all. I'm just like, I don't know what's up with my brain. It's just, you know, rocket science. So that's why I have Noi on this, this, you know, whole entire show with me, because he's helping me explain to you guys. And I didn't see it because I was watching YouTube first. This is my epic love also. You guys see that? Don't you love it? It has, like, really cool stuff on it. Like, all kind of cool stuff. And I would, like, move the camera to show you guys, but I don't want to do that right now because I'm afraid I might mess something up. And I was at studio all day. And if you guys had a chance to sign up, that was really fun. And if you missed it, it's still cool because the video's up. And I took some really cool footage downtown Chicago. It was really fun because I was at the Disney store down there playing. It was all dark. I was on my desk and I was recording it and everything. And nothing, none of the footage came up. But I guess it's not me. It's just me and the angels, you know. I be having fun with the angels, though. I be playing with the angels and, you know, I'm with my ancestors and everything. And this is just basically my life. It's like, I'll get down what I do. Like, so I just, you know, have so much fun. And I want to record my life and share it with you guys, you know, to show you that everything is A-okay. So, because I pulled my whole world into the show, right? The goddess book. She has talents and abilities and skills herself, and I don't want to always feel this. So I'm gonna let her go. So let's hear you go.
Yeah.
What you gotta tell me?
Girl, you're not coming out clear, but I don't know
that's
if I'm understanding.
Far.
What?
I'm saying you have to tell us tonight.
Sam. Repeat that again, please. Girl, I swear you are not coming out clear for me.
Okay. So, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just this area.
It's like you're muffled up.
Really? You guys?
Yes.
So, Noi, you talk. I'm going to text you. Let's do that.
Stop. What?
He just laughs. It's funny. You don't just take over the show. He just laughs. That's how
I
you
know.
Can't see,
you know. I would. You know, I would sit here and be laughing and just giggling, no reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Laughs are good. I love laughs. So if you can hear me say all that. You take over the show. You know, like, you can't hear me.
Well,
ahead,
the reason, okay, the reason that we named the show was, and I don't remember what it was that you said, but I remember saying, "Dumb it down for me." Like, I'm like, what? I don't remember what the phrase of it was, and it's. You're just so, you're so deep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm listening, nothing.
Stop! Girl, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. For real. I'm just the type of person where I, you know, I will, like, work off or off of you, especially you, you know, it's me and you, we just vibe like that. So it's, you know, I'm not even sure what to say. I really don't.
You're doing great.
Stop. Stop it.
Huh?
I'm
listening. I said, I got my pomegranate going and I'm listening to the show. I want to hear you.
Girl,
stop. He wants me
just,
to keep the show playing.
Give me something, huh?
He wants me to keep it playing, guys, and I'm trying to keep it playing. And I'm telling you, I may have to put you guys, I may have to put it on speaker. Can you hear me now?
Better. Thank you. My God, that's better.
Maybe you guys can hear her better, too. Sorry, speaker, you got to go.
What did you do?
Sorry.
What did you do?
I took it off of this
so much
epic
better.
Speaker that I had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so much better.
You feel safe in the water now.
Yes.
You've been cracking me up.
No, I know. It's like, don't let, girl, you just like, you just made me feel like you threw me into the water, man. Like a sink or swim.
What are you afraid
thing.
Of? Why are you afraid of talking to these people? Trust me, they're all running around naked, just like you. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I don't know. I'm not afraid. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit, I guess, of just, I don't know. I guess it's just me being weird. I don't know. Just maybe like
we're all
the
weird.
Fear of like, I know, just like the fear of like rejection or, you know, just things like that. Just things that I've dealt with my whole life, you know. And
peace.
I know. I'm trying, girl. I'm trying. And, you know, I love you for doing this, for trying to, like, bring me out of my shell and everything, trying to make me grow, you know, and I love you for it. It's this whole journey that we've been on, it's been such a gift. It is. In this past year, I've just grown so much and been through so much. I don't even know what spirit wants me to talk about tonight. I don't know. Give me something, girl. She's gonna do this to me. Are you still there, though?
Yes, I'm here. I'm not gonna do
girl,
you.
Girl,
like
okay.
That.
I know.
I put
don't
you on
do
the show.
Don't do this to me. Just give me something.
Can you still hear me?
You know?
I just switched up speakers again.
Yeah, no, it's you're still coming out clear.
Can you hear me, Leo77? Since you're the only one I really see, like, talking to me. I see everybody else. But, anyways, basically, let me help her out. See, this is why I rock
thank
the mission
you.
So I can ride the wave and, you know, help y'all out.
I know.
Can help y'all out. But it was your title, though. You said keep it plain, so.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, I guess.
She's not the only one that told me to keep it plain. I've had other people that told me to keep it plain. And my thing is there's other channels to watch if y'all want something plain. But I don't know how to
not
be in my brain.
You're not plain, though. You're very deep, and you're just, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, it's like me and you vibe. Me and you, we vibe so good. And even girl, even I don't understand some of the things you say sometimes, but you know what? It's you. That's you, you know? So, but I mean, there's so many other people that's out there that they completely understand what you're talking about, you know?
There actually is a whole entire tribe of mine out there, and everybody
exactly.
all over the globe, you guys totally understand me, and for some reason, I got lost in that little circle, and I know there's a lot of us out there, actually, but I also realized, too, that those of us that are on Rocket Science, we do have to go back and reach back and help people, you know, that need to help, you know, like bungee jump or whatever, like we've been
right.
bungee jumping on them, so I guess we got to come back
right.
to there, you know.
And
bring
and
help,
right.
help share parachutes too instead of us just jumping.
right,
like,
and there's and then yeah, and then there's a whole another crowd out there that, you know, that maybe wants to listen, you know, that probably I mean they will listen, but they don't always will understand like what you're saying, you know. So and then and
yeah.
it is sometimes with a lot of people, you have to, you know, speak to them like, like kindergarten, you know, and it's not. But it's not saying that, you know,
my mentor
anyone's
always
dumb.
Tells you too.
Yeah. Right. It's
I'm
true,
trying.
Though. It's true.
I'm telling you, I try to talk to you guys like you're in kindergarten, but see, I don't want you guys to be offended, and then if I keep talking to you too long like you're in kindergarten, then people start getting all sensitive and, you know, because I start touching buttons and stuff like that, and I'm not
trying to do that.
Just trying to rock in my own
show up here. Mm-mm. No, you're you. You shouldn't really be doing that anyways. But
what, speaking of rock and smash?
Yeah, well, no. Girl, that's you, you know? Like, between me and you, I mean, we learn and we grow from each other. So it's like, I'm learning rocket science. I'm learning, you know?
Yeah. Well,
but
I think when I was thinking today, you know, when I was doing my travels and I was playing downtown at the Disney store and coming from studio, I'm like, man, like, what is keep it plain? Like, we could have said an airplane, you know. I still got a couple
mm-hmm.
more classes from flight school, and I love it. I can't wait to go back. And
that's so crazy.
I love it, too, because I guess I have my own little bucket list going on. Like, what do I want to do in this life, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I just start doing it. I want to be a pilot, so I signed up for flight school, you know. I want to be a scuba diver, so I took a scuba diver class, you know. I wanted to go to law school, so I got my bachelor's degree and went into law school, you know. Whatever I want to do, I just did it. And it's so plain and simple, in other words. It's not hard for anyone out there to do what it is that you want to do, you know. Like, I think I've probably done, like, every job on the planet. And one of the things that I would caution any of you out there from is sticking to the same field of work, because there is a whole plethora of things to do on this planet from A to Z. And if you stick to, you know, if you stick to the same routine, then how are you going to grow? You know, it's just like religion. Like I always tell you guys, there's different schools of thought. And those schools of thought, which is, you know, the different religions out there, is basically to help us get tools to help us along our journey. And how do you know you're supposed to be on that path? How do you know you're supposed to be following that path? Did you ask your angels? Did you say, how do I know my ancestors were even following the right path? You know, by, like me, what I did was I went on my own journey to do different discoveries and went to all different schools of thoughts, all different religions, all different practices. And I just wanted to make sure that I was learning the right thing and that I was on the right path, not because somebody told me, but because I felt that it was the wise decision to do, not just for myself, but for my children. And I wanted to see the world. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to do so many different things. And most of my life journey comes from dreams, a lot of dreams, a lot of visions. Many of you probably even can reflect on that whole Jakia Ford story that I had in Montana. And that even came from a dream. I was led there from a dream. So that should be very interesting, too, how that whole thing still pans out, because that's still going down, too. But what I love about it is that that was even ancestry-led and ancestry-guided. One thing that I've noticed in a lot of different people is that, see, I don't even like talking about people. I don't, but I need to use this for an example. I need to bring this up. I have to bring this up. I hear a lot of, see, people shouldn't do this, and they shouldn't do that, and this is what people do, and that's what people do, and that's wrong, and see, that's the wrong path, and they're teaching you wrong, and how do you know? My thing is this. There's so many millions and billions of people on this planet, and because there's so many millions and billions of people on this planet, you can't be in Belize or Cameron or Italy or Los Angeles or Florida and teach all them people simultaneously at one. There is them specific places exist for a reason. Every single person is on this planet in their specific area for a reason. They asked to be born in those areas to have those experiences for a reason. So just because we may see someone doing something or teaching a certain way or reacting to someone a certain way, you don't know the full entire picture. So if you don't know the full entire picture, then be the one to try to cast the first stone.
Right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So I think that we have to be cautious of that. And matter of fact, if we're so busy looking at what other people do and too busy judging them and saying they're wrong and they're stupid and they're dumb and did you hear what they say, all of that to me is basically taking your mind and all that energy off of you and what you could be doing to work on yourself. Me, personally, I would prefer to use all that energy to be getting a goddess bath or something. That's too much energy to be worried about what somebody else is doing. I got my own goddess bath going. I got my own goddess glow going, and I don't have time for that. So it's just, it's like a waste of brain to me. So, see, I'm trying to keep it as plain as possible, and I'm running out of words to say. So I'm going to let you take over the floor. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
I know. No, you know what it is? I laugh when I'm nervous. That's what it is.
I laugh even more.
I laugh even more when I'm nervous, you know?
That's cool. We should be nervous all the time.
Stop it. This is like a great way to firsthand see me kind of scared right now. Like, for real. And there's no reason for me to even be scared. There really isn't.
My thing is, what are you afraid of?
I think just sharing about me, about maybe thinking, like, you know, the things I say might be dumb or something like that, you know? People thinking,
okay, let's take that
as a girl's, like, weird.
Exactly. Let's use that as an example. Okay.
Like, people thinking.
So you're afraid because.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
No.
So you're afraid because you think that people are going to say you're dumb, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, right?
Right. Yeah.
So,
like,
which people are you talking about? And
I really don't know. I absolutely don't know.
One more question. How many of those people are paying your bills?
None of them.
All the people that you're scared of, how many people are paying your bills?
Absolutely none. But, you know.
So what in the world are you afraid of?
You're right. I know you're right, girl. I already know you're right.
Okay, no, wait. I'm just trying to make a logic of this, right? So,
yeah.
You're afraid of what people are going to say, and you're afraid people are going to judge you. But out of
right.
all the people that you're afraid of, nobody's paying your bill. Nobody's going to come see you in the hospital if you get sick. Nobody's
right.
going to help you pay your mortgage if you're in threat to be kicked out on the street. No yep. one's going to pay your light bill if your lights are turned off today. No one's going to buy you no groceries if you needed some food to go to the grocery store. So what did some people do to you to make you so afraid of them and give them so much credit?
I guess it stems from childhood, you know. These are just childhood issues that, you know, of being judged and things like that, you know. I've been judged my whole life, you know, even as a child. Like, you know, I know we had the conversation of, like, me being, like, a chunky Asian kid, you know, and then being automatically
Aww.
Judged for that, you know, for real. You know, it's like Asian people, like, I remember even my relatives, when they see me.
No, it's not just
never,
Asian people, trust me.
My family, okay? My family,
mm-hmm.
like, relatives and things like that, when they first saw me, There was never a hello. It was either a, oh my gosh, you're so fat, or it could be the other way, like, oh my gosh, you've lost so much weight, you're beautiful, you know. But that's always like the first
right.
comment. You know, and I've had that since I was a child, you know, and I remember, like, even singing, girl, even singing out loud, you know, and a family member even goes, oh, my gosh, you can't sing. Well, you know, what do you think that did to me? What do you think that did? That shut me up. For real. Like, till
oh my
this
gosh.
Day, I swear, till this day, I want to sing, like, so bad, like, you know, just be silly, stupid, but I can't. I have this fear, you know, I have this fear that people are going to judge and whatever. You know, like, for years, I had karaoke parties in my house. You know, the typical Asian, you know, thing. You have big-ass karaoke. Everybody had karaoke in their house.
Asians,
you know?
Yeah, Asians love karaoke.
Yeah.
That's one thing I can say about Asians.
Yeah, exactly. And I had it all, girl.
It's like nothing but karaoke bars all in Japan.
Yep. So I had that in my house. And guess what? Out of every party that I've ever had in my house, not one of my friends actually had caught me singing. Everybody else was singing. And the only time where I would sing was by myself when there was absolutely no one else in the house.
Aww.
You know? I swear, the two places that I'll sing my heart out is in my car and in my home when I know there's absolutely no one there.
Girl, I remember one time that I was singing, and it was a talent show in high school. And there was this guy that I liked. You guys know there's always a guy that I liked. Well, this was like one of the guys that I had a crush on, and that's why I tell love stories, and that's why I'm like a perfect love coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was like, he's pretty much like, I had a big crush on dude, right? And
yeah.
He asked me to be his girlfriend, and I said yes. And after I said yes, I looked up and saw him walking from the park with another girl. And he was walking back hand in hand with her right after he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. So what I did was I just looked down and walked past him like I didn't see him. And I was so broken and so hurt that they had a school talent show, and I wanted to tell him my message. And I have this thing, like, when I'd be trying to say messages, I just say them in songs or whatever. So
yeah.
There's this Irene Cara. It's called Out Here on My Own. She'd sing the song, sometimes I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in, make believe in, it's hard alone, out here.
I love it.
On
I love
my
it.
Own. Yeah, so that
love
was like
it.
The song, right, called Out Here on My Own. So the guy was sitting in the front row during the talent show, during the school talent show. And I'm trying to sing the song, and he was there, and I was in the front row, like, looking at him, and I was so nervous. I was shaking, but I was determined to get to that song. I did not throw the mic down, run, or anything like that. But the fact that I got to that song and sang in front of one of the boys that I had, like, a really huge crush on,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm telling you this whole story, one, because I love the story, and I think about it to this day. But now I look back, like, that boy was, like, no big deal. Like, I was tripping for no reason. So
right.
It was a childhood block or a scar or something that I had to get through, you know what I mean? So same thing with you, like, don't allow people that hurt you when you were a child to have an effect on you while you're an adult. Don't give them that much credit. You're more powerful than that. What if I told you that those lessons and those people that came along to purposely make fun of you as a child were there to give you the tools that you needed to make you stronger in your adult years for you to basically move forward in life and to be strong in this whole entire world?
I definitely agree with that. You know, it's just certain things like, you know, even singing or whatever. I mean, that's really is hard on me. Like, for me to actually let that go, you know, like, for real.
Well, let's take something that doesn't have to do with people, right? Like, when I was a little girl, I was in Girl Scouts, and I was chasing my friend Leslie down the mountain. Shout out to Palm Springs, California. I was chasing Leslie down the mountain, and we were running super, super fast. And I started running so fast that I couldn't stop. And my feet gave up from under me, and my sister started screaming, stop running. I'm like, I can't stop. And my feet were like a windmill. So basically I fell down the mountain. I started stumbling down the mountain, and my sister fell down too because she ran after me trying to chase me and save me and help me. And it was Palm Springs, so we were really lucky because there was, like, cactus all over the mountain in Palm Springs, but the specific mountain that we were on had no cactus on it at all.
Nice.
So after that, I became afraid of heights after that. And I wanted to do, like no matter where I went, I couldn't do any roller coasters till this day. Like, I still, I still won't do no roller coasters. But I did do a couple of classes of my flight school, and I'm still a little nervous when I go up in the air, but it has to do, like, with this childhood scar. And those are, like, scars that are embedded in us as children. So my challenge to everyone out there is to, what are you afraid of? What makes you afraid? And this is a time that we're in Scorpio season, which is death and rebirth anyway. So I challenge you to face your fears. If there's someone, that you want to talk to, and you're afraid to talk to them, you're afraid to call them, you're afraid to face them, if you're afraid to go to flight school, if you're afraid of heights, if you're afraid of whatever you're afraid of, I challenge you today to face your fears. Because it's those specific fears that you have in your life that is basically going to help you to evolve to your next level of evolution. Okay? Make sense?
Yes.
I love my pomegranate. It's so good. I'm eating this pomegranate. It's so good. What did you eat today? Did you eat healthy?
Today? No, I did not. I did not eat healthy. But
God.
That has to change tomorrow. You're like, oh, God. Hey, girl, I'm not going to lie to you. I did not eat healthy today. But I know that I have to tomorrow, especially with the new moon coming up. I have to.
Don't just eat healthy because the new moon's coming up. That's
no, no, it's not. But still, no.
I don't mean to be so hard on you guys on that move, but I've actually even heard a couple people say, if eating right is not your thing, don't eat right. If you don't want to eat right, eat however you want to eat. You know, I mean, this is our world. We do whatever we want. It's our world. We live how we want to live in our world. Well, if everybody thought that way, can you imagine what type of world we live in? Wait, don't do that. I think we're already living in that now. My point is this. As goddesses on this planet, gods and goddesses on this planet, everything is going back to its natural order. And in order for everything to be all natural, and even for you to be balanced, and even for you to balance out your system and your body and your life, then you will find that everything does stem from your diet. Is your diet killing you? Ask yourself that. And when you go to take that bite of whatever you're taking that bite of, whether it's 100 chicken wings, ask yourself, where's the rest of the chicken? Where are they getting all these wings from?
Oh, God.
That was made infamous by my boy Potty in it, by the way.
Like, what happened to the,
where's the,
what
rest,
happened
of the,
to the rest of the chicken?
Where do you get 200 wings
Lord.
From?
Lord.
You know?
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
So basically, like, your life is what you make it. Peace, how are you? King Excel.
I know. I had a moment, girl. I had a moment, okay? I had a moment.
I mean,
it didn't feel
you
good.
You ain't got to take
it
my advice.
No.
I'm just saying, think twice.
I'm just saying. I know. I know what you're saying. But it didn't feel good, you know? So I have
to. I feel
I,
good,
it England. Feels, exactly.
You're so sexy to me. Mm. Sexy,
exactly.
Sexy,
I know.
You can literally drink my bath water. Just kidding. No, I'm not. No, it just feels good to eat healthy. I'm telling you, like, that's the reason people have to
it
smoke
does.
And drink and do drugs, because they don't eat healthy, so they have to try to find something that makes them just as high as if they would feel as if they were healthy. And it just, they weren't eating right. Or they were eating proper. And I'm telling you, it brings you, I know it is funny, right? It brings yourself back to a natural order. It brings your mentality back to a natural order. There's so much energy coming in right now. So you need all of your brain to think. And if you think about it, everyone around you is going through something. So if you literally, if you eat right, y'all, like, I'm telling you, you don't have to listen to me, but I'm just saying, what I'm saying makes sense. Like, it really does, because people are still eating chitlins, which is pig guts, and, I mean, not just chitlins, like, ribs, and there's, all the animals are along the constellation for a reason. Those are your signs. The animals are your friends, and I'm telling you, like, when you guys start eating right and start changing your diet, first of all, you'll start realizing a big change in your life. You'll start realizing a change in your luck. You'll start realizing when you balance yourself and you get back to nature, like, the whole entire planet will be for you. The planet will be on your side. You'll start going to the store, getting lottery tickets, and winning the lottery. You'll go on fast, like this girl did, and just get approved automatically for home. I had to bust that out. I love it.
I know.
So basically, like, it's an order. It's like an order. It's a divine order. And when you have respect for nature and you have respect for the planet, then the planet will have respect for you. One of my favorites is, I need to, like, wash my hands. One of my favorites is literally, like, say that there is danger. You guys ever see all the birds take off flying? Like, they take off flying south, north, east, west, or south, or, you know, something like that really fast. When you look up and you see, like, a whole flock of birds, you're like, man, where are the birds going, you know? But the thing about it is, did you know that, say there's some type of danger going on in the world, did you know, like, straight up, this is a secret, okay? The animals will not only fly over you and leave your butt there. If you eat meat, they're going to be like, we're not telling you where we're going because you're going to eat us too. But, you know what I mean? For real, would you tell, if you were an animal, would you tell people where you're going, where the safety is at, if the animals are taking off? And trust me, when the animals are taking off, they know which direction to go in, because they're the you know, inhabitants of nature, right? And they've been out in nature longer than we have. So my thing is this, if there is some danger on the planet and it's going down, I would want to be like Snow White or Cinderella, have the bird to come on my shoulders, like, no, you come with us, or pick me up by the shoulders and fly me off, you know what I mean? That's what's up, for real. Like, thanks to the heart, I love it. That's what's up. It's true. It's like, and then not only that, if you ever hear, like, people, they get lost in the forest or the woods or things like that, if they get lost in the forest or the woods or something of that nature, then you'll hear about, I mean, look at Tarzan. Perfect example. Tarzan was raised by a pack of wolves. You know what I mean? And the fact that he was out there, like, in the middle of the forest, you could be out in the middle of the jungle, and animals, they will protect you. They won't hurt you. They won't harm you. But it depends on your aura field. It depends on your energy. It depends on, you know, what type of vibration are you coming with? Are you coming with an animalistic vibration to where it's like they're going to have to attack you too? Like, people have been in the forest with big old huge giant grizzly bears. And they'll see the grizzly bear, and it'll come up on them, and the bear will be like, ah! And the bear will tear them apart if it feels, you know, there's blood in their system and there's a threat, because animals smell blood, you know? But if you see these pictures, these people are sitting around with wild wolves and giant grizzly bears that should have mauled their heads off, but they're not touching them because animals recognize your vibration. They recognize how you are in nature. If you're a spiritual inhabitant of this, everything is getting back to balance. So it's very plain and simple to basically take care of yourself, because you cannot possibly be natural or come back to balance or bring yourself in order, in the natural order of things, if you are not healthy, because your health, it truly is your wealth. And I highly recommend that you guys go and check out my page, even, for New Meals, NUUMEELZ, and that's the Numi God. And thank you very much, King Exile. Real talk, you said. It's called the Numi Gods, which is basically, you know, that's how the ancients ate. They ate pomegranates, they ate mangoes, and coconut, and, you know, they didn't cook their food. They didn't have no pots and pans and forks to cook their food, and they knew not to cook all the nutrients out of their food. So if you're killing all the vitamins and nutrients in your food and then you're eating it, then what are you doing to yourself? This is the best way I explain it, right? Excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm licking my fingers. I have my pomegranate over here. I'm like, I'm tearing it up.
You're right on that.
Okay,
though.
Listen. This is how I like to explain it. Okay, listen to this. If you have some vegetables, right, like some apples and bananas and oranges and pineapple, and you take them and you sit them on the stove, right? You sit it on the stove, squash, zucchini, whatever. You sit it on the stove. You can sit it on the stove and leave it there inside of a bowl or a pot and not cook it. You can leave it there for a week, right? The second you cook it and you make a meal out of it, can you sit that there on the stove and then come back and eat it after a day or two, after you cook it? Can you come back and eat that? Can you?
Technically, I was going to say technically maybe, but no.
Okay.
I know you.
Not a day or two, but what about 3 weeks? Can you come back and eat that 2 or 3 weeks later?
No, you cannot.
Okay. So if you can't come back and eat that 2 or 3 weeks later, but you can eat some fresh fruits and vegetables that's been left on the stove 2 or 3 weeks later, what do you
mm-hmm.
think that does when you're cooking your food and then you come back to eat it 2 or 3 weeks later? What do you think that is doing on the inside of your stomach when you eat it? It's rotting on the inside of your stomach, just like it's rotting on the stove.
Right.
So if you want to know what food is doing to your inside, just think about, you know, that natural food versus the food that you're cooking and you're putting in your system.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like I have my moments where I do like to eat cooked foods, but when I do eat cooked food, I make sure that I watch dairy. And if I do want dairy, there are replacements out there. So I know it's a transition for you guys. So, like, for example, instead of eating, like, the regular cow's milk, right, because we're the only
mm-hmm.
species, or not me, but y'all are the only species that eat cow's milk, or humans are the only ones that eat cow's milk. Other animals do not drink another species' milk at all. Think about it. So if you want milk, then there's alternative. There's cashew milk. There's almond milk. You know, there's other milks like
soy.
That. So,
yeah. Yep.
Soy, there's soy milk, but I don't recommend soy because soy is not good for the body, especially for indigenous folks.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-mm. Soy is not good for the body.
Okay.
At all. Matter of fact, it does some damaging things to the body. I'm not going to get into it now.
Really?
But you can do your research.
Okay.
Look it up yourself.
Yep.
And
okay.
If I tell you everything, how y'all going to grow? Like, I wouldn't be a good teacher if I gave y'all all the answers to the test on the questions.
Well, girl, there's a lot of cheaters out there. You know that. I'm just kidding.
Man, wait a minute. You know what? Now that I think about it, when I went to medical assisting school, my teacher, she was so cool. Shout out to Susan if you're watching, wherever she is, all the planet. That was years ago, though. That's why I can say this now. She gave us the test. She gave us all the answers to the test for, like, the medical assisting so we could pass that. So all those medical assistants, they didn't graduate or know what they know just off the test. They knew what they knew by life experiences. And this goes back to what I was telling you a second ago. If there's something that you want to do in this life, if you have a job and you've been there for like 30, 40, 50 years, yes. What do you mean by high in estrogen for men, King Exile? What do you mean by that? I want to answer your question, but I want to be clear on what you're talking about, too. We have a King Exile says something's high in estrogen for men.
Okay.
So I want to answer him, so I'm waiting for him to type me some more.
Uh-huh.
But basically, what was I saying? See, I got distracted.
You're talking about medical assisting and getting the answer.
Yeah.
And then 46
basically, like,
years
sticking to the same job.
Like, yeah.
Right, sticking to the same job. When you stick to the same job.
Right.
And you don't give yourself a chance to branch out, you know. Then
right.
You don't give yourself a chance to grow, you know.
Right. Yep.
So
I know.
Basically, you
have
to give yourself a chance to grow.
Right.
Yeah. You have to give yourself a chance to grow. That's just like you saying, oh, I'm just Sagittarius. Well, you're not just Sagittarius. What about your ascendant sign and what about your moon sign? And actually, we're all 12 signs of the zodiac. So you just have to see which house placement that's in that brings out that part of your attitude or your personality, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Especially right now, like, with Venus and Scorpio, and many people may have Scorpio's the 8th house, right? But you may have Gemini in the 8th house, or Taurus in the 8th house, or Aquarius in the 8th house, or Virgo in the 8th house. How does that apply to you? You know what I mean?
Right.
So don't just lock yourself in these boxes. Y'all, get out the box. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. Stay out them boxes. Them boxes have been locking our brains up too long, don't y'all think? It's time for us to grow. I think so.
Yes.
I was like a rebellious child, I guess. I was the quiet one, but I rebelled and went on my own path. It became a big disgrace and everything, I guess, to people who wanted me to just stay a certain way. But I was just so curious. I was so curious about why is this and why is that? I just asked a lot of questions. Like, you have to ask a lot of questions. And I'm the one that got kicked out of the classrooms for asking questions. I was asking too many questions. Now look at the children that are coming up behind you. All the children are asking questions. And they even go to their parents and ask them questions. Like, oh, that's enough questions. Get out the room. You know what I mean? And the kids have to go off and they got to go search Google or go search on their own to figure out their own facts and stuff. You know, so just ask questions. Let it get you in trouble now for asking questions. I'd rather be in trouble for asking questions than be in trouble for not asking questions.
Right,
make
I know.
Sense?
And I was that kid that didn't ask that many questions. I was.
Yeah, me either.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid that sat back in the back. Not kid, because I wasn't a goat. Child. I was the child that sat in the back, not just sat in the back, but just sat anywhere in the room, and I would watch everybody do their dirt, and I would have something on everybody. But my thing was, everybody went to go snitch on me. The second I did something, they'd snitch on me, and I would get in trouble for it. Even though I had dirt on them, I still wouldn't tell on them. That's how down of a soldier I am. I still would not tell on them. For the simple fact that I was like, oh, okay, you're going to do it like that? Okay,
Right.
And then they would still be scared because I had so much stuff piled up on them. But I would literally sit there and watch people do all kind of dirt, keep all kind of secrets, and do all kind of stuff they got into. And I would just sit back and observe and just watch everybody. Like,
I know.
But I never told nobody stuff. I never told. I was never a snitch, ever.
Me too.
And I'm still never ever.
Me neither.
Now I may snitch on a bunch of pedophiles and perverts out there. That's about it.
For real. And cheaters. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that, she was a friend. This girl I knew. So, like, I would see her all the time, and I found out her husband was cheating on her. I know. I'm like, and you know what?
You told her she
I'm
got
not
mad
holding
at you.
His secret. Yeah. No. I told her. But she didn't get mad at me, but she just, like, I think she was more in shock, like she didn't want to believe it, you know?
I got to watch
like,
my
she didn't want to believe, yeah, she didn't want to believe it, so, but then when I came back to her again, like, a few months later or whatever, then she got it. She figured it out, you know? And even then, she was like, she would ask me, and she's like, you know, she thought he was, like, being faithful again and things like that. And even then, I already knew that he wasn't. And I told her again. I'm like, nope. You better go look again.
See,
last that I heard,
I can't
say that
with no cheater. I would just leave.
Me too.
I didn't want to cheat on nobody. I would just leave. Like, I can't be no player like that. Like, either I'm gonna be with you or I'm not gonna be with you. Like,
right.
If I'm not happy, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna stay.
Me too.
It's pointless. It's like a waste of my time and your time. And it's just wrong that, like, you're the only one that feels bad about it at the end of the day, like, when you, like, cheat on somebody or whatever your definition of cheating is. My thing is, I just say for what? You're obviously not happy if you feel you have to cheat. So just leave.
Right.
What are you there for? You know, like, I'll leave, and then I was very guilty of going back to make the other person happy or making sure that they were okay. Because that's one thing about me. Like, I just feel so bad. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just left that person like that. And I'm not happy, but I have to go back just for their happiness. And I found myself going through that a couple of times, back and forth and back and forth. And then I got to a point where I was like, I can't do this no more. And I ended up just really reaching out to my ancestors and asking them to assist me. And it wasn't until then where they, like, opened the door for me to, you know, to embark upon my own journey to where I wouldn't have to take necessary steps that I was having to take just to, you know, make someone else happy. And I highly recommend that you guys consider the same thing. If you're in a relationship just to make the other person happy, then technically you're unhappy too. And then technically they're still unhappy, because what you'll find is that if a person does not truly love themselves, then they cannot possibly love you.
So true.
It's not possible, because then the second you do something wrong, or the second that you're looking for something or them to please you or satisfy you in some way, the second they do it, oh, you're in trouble. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll be single for the rest of my life. I don't know.
Yeah, girl, when I left mine, like, people made up so many rumors. Like, I left because I was unhappy. Like, it wasn't for anybody else or anything like that. And people just, like, made stories up that I was, like, had a boyfriend or had somebody already. But they couldn't understand the fact that, like, they couldn't understand the fact that I left because I was unhappy. Like, and it wasn't for anybody else. Like, they had to make up stories.
Well, trust me, I've had people make up so many stories on me, too. And then they'll just listen to one side. But my thing is, I've always known that I can't live my life based off of what people are saying or thinking. Or they all in mind, but they really need to worry about theirs. My thing is, one of the main things I think I heard about mine was that I left the wrong way or something like that. But the person that made that comment to me, the way that I really look at that is that my ancestors already knew that I was trying to make my transition for almost like 2 to 3 years before I left.
Right.
And it wasn't until I asked them for assistance that they helped me. And if it was not time for me to leave, then they would not have open the door or made a way for me to leave.
Right.
So that's the way that I look at it. I already had previous, you know, prayer requests out there. And that's why I always say too, you never know what people's situation is. You never know, you know, if what's happening on the forefront. You never know, you know, why they had to leave, or if they were ancestrally instructed to leave. Or many people have certain contracts in this life cycle to where they were only supposed to be in that relationship for a certain amount of time. And if it's not their ultimate destined relationship, then it's not going to pan out and work anyways. And that's why we do have those soulmate relationships, because I don't care what anybody says, if you are with a soulmate, it is not going to last. We always thought that the soulmate was the last relationship, but I'm telling you, it is not the last relationship. That's basically a person that you have karma to pay with. You know, girl. You got some karma that you got to get out the way, and that person is going to help you, you know, clear up that karma a little bit to help mold you And you're helping mold them too, so don't make them feel like, you know,
yeah,
they did so much for you and you didn't do nothing for them. You helped them grow just as much. You upgraded them just as much. So don't buy that one. Both of you, especially soulmate relationship and twin flame relationships, you guys signed up to be together for a certain amount of time and up to a certain amount of time and at a specific time. So that's how that whole thing worked out. So
everybody's going to be like, oh my God, we're not going to last.
I know. Especially like when you're in love too and you're with the soulmate.
I know.
And you hear something like this and you just look at that person,
yeah,
and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like, I never want to look at the fact that we're going to end one day.
Yep.
See, like you said, you had a friend. Did you know that friend ends with end?
Yes.
So you're already predestined in the end ship anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
That's why we don't say,
I know.
That's why when we,
you're right,
when she calls me, we don't, she doesn't say,
friend.
When she called me, this girl texts me
friend
every morning, wakes me up. It's so beautiful.
I say best friend. That's my best friend.
Yeah,
that's
we all say, hey, best friend. Not friend. Friend.
Yeah.
Friend. Say friend. Friend.
Yeah.
You're funny.
Yeah, because we're not ending.
No.
No.
No. No. You can't possibly end a friendship with me. You can't
no
even possibly have a relationship with somebody like me and possibly want to be out of my life. It's impossible. You can't get me out of your system. You can forget it.
Exactly.
Might as well admit
same
it
with you. Same with you. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere.
I know, right?
Exactly.
I know. That's beautiful. That's beautiful to be able to have, you know, that vibrational match with someone, especially in, you know, a friendship. A friendship. Not
friend.
A friendship. A friend.
That's right.
So why don't you, like, tell us something very epic, and I'm going to give you the floor again.
Say that again. You?
Tell us something very epic, and I'm going to give you the floor again.
Something epic. Girl, these days I have nothing going on other than miracles. That's epic.
Tell us about
nothing
your recent miracle and how that came about.
I know.
Were you not on
it
a fast for that miracle? Share your miracle story.
I was. Because we knew energy
was
shifting and everything. I've been having like a tough living situation and I've been praying for change pretty much in like my whole life, actually in career and everything, but mostly my home life. So I knew I have to get that, situated, get that straight. You know, I knew I had to do that. And
mm-hmm.
we have been praying, right? Right, girl? We have been
mm-hmm.
praying for change.
She means meditate for me.
Or something, yes. Right?
To
so,
pray is to meditate,
I
too.
I know. But we've been doing that for, what, I don't even know how many weeks. But some things at home happened. And I realize and know that it all happened for a reason. So some things at home
mm-hmm.
happened to the point where it made the current living situation almost unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
So I know. So what I did was on my day off, I just went and looked at just like two homes, two places. The first one, as soon as I stepped in, like, I knew, I'm like, this is home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so warm, and it was so nice, and
like
I had
Dorothy?
Already told mom, huh?
You feel like Dorothy, like, there's no place like home?
Yeah, you know, for real. As soon as I walked in, it was so warm, you know, and I felt so comfortable there. And then there was another place that we looked at like two, three other places after that. And even before we went, I already told Mom, I'm like, this is already the one. Like, we don't even have to go look at anywhere else, but we went anyways. So, like, right now, like, in all honesty, I have, like, bad credit, you know?
No,
so,
you don't. You don't have bad credit. Stop speaking that, girl.
I know.
They're
going
to time you guys off, but I'll have to take it up.
Huh.
They just signed off Instagram. I was trying to tell them really fast, but I just looked at the clock.
Oh, okay. So you're right. I don't have bad credit. Well, anyways.
No. What's your affirmation?
So, I know. You're right. You're absolutely right on that. I forget.
You trust me? I'm not going to stand next to you with some affirmations.
I know.
Don't pull me on your sorrow boat.
Ain't no pity party here. We already know that. You already know we don't do pity parties. Yeah, there's no pity party.
How can you have bad credit and you're working on your credit right now as we speak?
You're right. You're absolutely right on that.
See?
But I know. But anyways, we went ahead and put in an offer for this house. Yeah, and everything was going fine. Another offer came in. And since this other offer came in, they went ahead and I think we waited like about 2 to 3 days to hear back from them. And then finally today, I was blessed saying that they picked our offer. So with everything that we've been going through and things like that, and for it to come so fast the way that it did, it's such a miracle and such a blessing. And I'm so blessed to have, like, my mom and my dad's support, like, seriously.
That's so beautiful.
So I know.
I'm so happy for you.
And
I honestly didn't think
I honestly didn't think that I was going to get a place like that fast.
Someone had another offer, right?
Yeah, they put in several offers, girl. Crazy.
That's so beautiful.
It's crazy.
That's a beautiful story. See, we love stories like that.
Right? And
that's
we've,
so beautiful.
We've been
that's
manifesting
powerful, girl.
This.
And that's very encouraging, too, to someone else out there that, you know. And if you guys didn't hear what she said, she was basically on this fast with moi. And she was, like, basically looking for, like, these blessings and these miracles to happen in her life because she needed to, like, you know, find a spot. And she just got approved for a home. And that's very beautiful. And I'm super, super, super excited for her. And I always get super excited for people because I know mine's just right around the corner. So
it's coming.
Really cool.
Exactly.
Really epic. It's not coming. It's here. I just have to find it. That's all.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
No, because
like I always
I know,
tell people,
right?
Like you don't say you broke. Like don't ever say you broke. Don't be like you broke what? What did you break? All you say is my check is in the mail. It's on the way, and just wait for it. Change your affirmation. Change your things that come out of your mouth. Change your thoughts. Change what you want to happen in your situation and how you want things to go.
Right. You're absolutely right on that, and I do forget sometimes. I definitely forget sometimes. And that's why we have each other to put each other in check.
For real.
You know?
Because I'm telling you, we'll be doing some checks and balances. For real, some serious checks and balances. And I love it because it's very powerful to be able to have someone in your corner to help you do some checks and balances. And right now, many of us are finding that our spiritual family is our family to help us do those checks and balances. Your spiritual family is whoever is vibrating at your same vibration. So, in other words, if you're a gossiper and you like to talk about people, then you got a whole bunch of checks and balances of friends who like to gossip. If you like holistic stuff and healthy things and going to work out, being in love, then you're going to roll with people on the same vibration. If you're on a twin flame, twin soul journey, then spirit's not going to leave you by yourself. Spirit's going to introduce you to a whole community of people that's going through the same exact thing that you're going through, and you will not feel like you're lunatic, that you're out of your mind. You will see that there's thousands of other people out there that are going through the same exact thing that you're going through, through the twin soul journey. So those are just some examples, by the way. Right?
Yes. Yep, and if you're on the twin flame journey, you'll find everybody that's crazy just like you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Mm-mm.
And it's true.
No,
it's
she's
true
not.
What they say, though.
She's not kidding. No, she's not, because you will lose your damn mind on this journey. You know what I mean? And the good thing I love about this journey, though, is that you will lose your mind to find it. And when you lose your mind to find it, you'll be thinking that the whole time that you're on this journey looking for somebody else, and then you'll looking for, the love of your life, like the one that God put in place for you and stuff like that, right? Then you'll find out that person the whole entire time was you. You were the one that you're supposed to love. You were the one that you're supposed to be in love with. You were the one that you're supposed to make happy. You're the one that you're supposed to wake up to every day and say, good morning, girls. You're so very beautiful. You're the one. No one else. You're the one. Isn't that pretty epic?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I love it.
Oh.
Well, it was great, everyone. And we are actually going to probably end it because we only have about 15 minutes left. And I'm trying to stretch it out as much as I can, but I really don't want to because it'll really just get, you know, kind of melancholy and pointless at this point unless, unless you guys have anything to say. And being that it chimed off of Instagram and I was trying to go on YouTube and for some reason I'm having challenges with that, so I'm working on my apparatus now. And I'm doing the Facebook because you guys are requesting the Facebook, so I'm still trying to keep you on there. And I really appreciate every single one of you out there. I appreciate your love, your support, your comments. I can't respond to all of them. You guys, I've gotten, in 2 weeks, 200 subscribers in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And,
that's
like,
awesome.
The past 48 hours, I got 100 of those. Well, no, not 100. It was about 90 of those subscribers within 48 hours. So I don't know what happened. It was just a big explosion that just happened in my life. And you guys are wanting to hear more about this love journey. And I guess everyone's going through their own thing when it comes to love. And being that I went through the most, I can't say more than y'all, but I'm just saying that I've been through enough where I can, share with you guys as best as I can. You'll probably never, ever get to meet my twin soul because he never, ever wants to be seen, ever. And I respect that. That's fine because he is my twin. He's opposite than me. He does not ever want to be seen. I'm the camera girl, remember? So I respect that. Mm-hmm. You guys will never, ever get to see my twin soul. But you'll know that he's in the background somewhere if, you know, and when. And however the angels decide to align that, you know. So in the meantime, in between time, I am to utilize my experiences from my past relationships, not just so much my twin soul journey, because I'm not in union. So obviously I need more work myself, and my twin needs more work. We need more work, and not just we need more work, we didn't predestined to unite until a certain time. So because we chose to, do what we do, I guess that there's a meaning behind everything, and I no longer try to question it. I no longer try to fight it. I just go with the flow of everything, and I don't question when my journey or when my union's to come about, or if it will come about in this life cycle. I don't even look at that no more. I just look at where I'm at right now and how I can help myself grow better and how I can love myself better, which is most importantly, because first of all, if I don't learn how to love myself, then there is no possible way that anyone can possibly love me at all. And I don't want nobody claiming that they love me if they haven't loved themselves first, because If I have to take off on a journey or something like that, then they'll be blaming me for, ruining their life or something like that. And I've had enough of them days. And it's not about someone ruining your life. It's about you making things happen right within your own life to make yourself happy first before you even close to look outside of you for any type of relationship at all. But the best relationships in the whole entire planet first starts with the relationship with yourself. And if you are a woman, then your relationship with God, Source, Spirit, the universe, your higher self is the best relationship that you can have before a relationship outside of yourself anyway. So
right.
You have to, you know, just keep those things in mind. So I want to show you guys like my level. I'm showing them my little level.
What are you doing?
I was sharing my love altar with the Facebook fam.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get my video
it's
up.
It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
I love it. This is my sacred space where it's like I made this love altar. Like I made a love altar before. I made this love altar because this is a place that I sit at when I want to feel loved. I don't look outside of myself for someone to love me. When I really want to feel love, I really sit there and I'll play like some R&B music and I just sit there and I dance with myself. And if I have to cry, I cry. If I have to laugh, I laugh. If I have to feel sexy, I feel sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the glow that comes out of this. It's like, it's that
beautiful
space that I want to be in. I got a Venus Lilith thing going on up in this altar of mine, you know?
Oh,
if I
want to
be here in front of this altar and I want to, you know, wear my lingerie, I wear lingerie in front of this altar. If I want to, you know, just sit here and just feel the agape love, you know, because there's different types of love, or just feel the love of spirit or feel the love of life or feel the love of myself. It just depends on what type of love I want to bring in at that specific time. So I figure since love is the highest vibration on this planet, why not create a specific altar, a specific space specifically catered to love? And not only that, if you know you're trying to manifest love or bring love your way, then why not dedicate, you know, something, you know, that has to do specifically with love? And that's what I chose to do. So it's interesting too, because if you guys watched the House of Elves before, then you'll see that I actually did create a love altar before. The last time I did it, it was mostly pink. And this time it's like all red and gold. And I want to get some green up here too, because I've actually been dealing a lot with my relationship with Venus. And I'm going to go more into my relationship with Venus and more into my relationship with Lilith, and also more into my relationship with the goddess Sekhmet, Bast, and Oshun. And I'm going to share with you guys on one of these shows coming up here pretty soon, my relationship with these specific goddesses and deities and my ancestors, especially my grandmothers and my great-grandmothers, because they died of a broken heart. And I want to share with everyone why I work with these specific love goddesses, these specific ancestral energies to help me even embrace my love of self and spend time with myself and honor myself and give myself goddess baths and admire my own beauty, not just on the outside but within. And whatever's reflecting on the inside, it's going to reflect on the outside. So I'm just absolutely in love with that space. I love what it does to me mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And I'm just telling you, like, it just makes me feel so sexy. And I love feeling sexy. That's my favorite. There's nothing better than feeling sexy, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. It's wonderful, because you're not only feeling sexy, but it's important for you to feel sexy. Like, for example, many of us have even damaged our wombs. And it's important as women that we do womb care. And that womb care is going to come from, you know, that's your sacred space. That's your sacred portal. You birth nations through your womb. So if you birth nations through your womb, if you were abused or hurt or injured or damaged in any way, whether as a child or as an adult, or, you know, any way whatsoever through that portal, and you need to heal it. Many women you're probably finding now are coming out with so many different stories, and that's definitely one of the specific areas that we have to stop to look at, and that is, where are you in your womb space? Are you taking time with your womb space? Are you embracing your womb space? How do you feel about your womb space, you know? And are you using that time alone with yourself to fall in love with yourself, to embrace yourself? And once you get to that space and that place of, you know, even feeling sexy, you know, it's very important. It's like so important that we don't, you know, when, especially when the girls come of age, that you don't just throw them a tampon and just throw it to them and say, here you go, go put it on. We have to be able to teach our daughters how sacred it is to be able to bleed, and to show them how important that is to bleed, and to what that blood is doing, how sacred that blood is, what it's doing for their building of their self-character, their preparedness for being ready to birth nations and build nations, and even in their self-esteem, and even how sacred that space is. So it was very important for me to, you know, embrace my relationship with the goddess Oshun and Sekhmet and Bass and my grandmothers, my great-grandmothers, and my ancestral line, because they have showed me so much about myself. They have embraced me so many different ways. I have cried to them. Like, I would be waking up, like, crying so hard that I'd be holding my chest, like, you know, them cries, or them kids be crying and be squeezing their eyes real tight, trying to get the tears out, and you're like, you faking, and I'm like, that wasn't no faking, that was like trying to get some serious tears out. As a matter of fact, that's what happened to me after the goddess bath. Like, when I did that goddess bath, I was holding some crystals, and I went to go cry, right? And as I went to go cry, I'm like squeezing like these tears out, like squeezing really hard, like trying to squeeze it out. But it wasn't that I was faking, it was the feeling that was coming from it that I was trying to get those emotions out. So when you see a child cry, it's because it's making them feel good to push that out, like pushing a baby out. It's like, get rid of that energy if you have to, you know? So I will definitely go into the importance of this sacred space, this love of ourselves, and how Oshun and Sekhmet and Bass and my grandmothers and my great-grandmothers and my ancestors have showed me how to embrace my love within myself, and how they have showed me to even do womb healing within myself for me to be able to move forward for, you know, the next generation that is to come through me, you know, in the future. So pretty epic, eh?
Yep. Hold on. You know what? I just have this one thing that I need to do real quick, because I'm just getting like this strong strong like message that I need to do this.
Okay.
And it's actually for, you know who I'm talking about, actually.
Okay.
Someone that's listening.
You got,
I need to do this. Yeah.
5 minutes.
What?
I don't need five minutes.
I don't even need
five
minutes, but this is for someone that's actually listening. So that, you know who I'm talking about, girl.
Yes, do it, girl. Whatever
you're
doing. I don't know what you're talking about, but you're doing
it. I know. Well, someone's, for the people that don't know, there is somebody that's stalking me. There is somebody out there.
Oh, geez. Look, stalkers, we ain't having no stalkers. We'll put y'all on blast, for real. Like, what the hell is y'all point? Like, what are you stalking for? Do you seriously, like, want to be put on blast? Because we know how to blast you. And we know how to send some forces after you, too, that you really don't want to deal with. So what is your point? So I highly recommend that you take heed to this warning, because you are seriously dealing with some unseen forces that you really don't want to deal with. Trust me.
I know. I just really want this person to heal, you know? And this
that was
message
nice of you.
Is
me? I come gangster
I know,
with it. She wants them to heal.
I know. I know. I do. This person, you know who it is. We know who it is. You know, and I know this person is listening. And, you know, all I can say is you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean it. And I really hope that you get some healing. But I am sorry.
That's beautiful.
I
apologize
to
too for all my stalkers that are listening too.
So
I'm not being funny.
Just had this message.
It is funny, but it's not funny. But like she's so right. Like we have to send healing to our stalkers.
Like for real. Like I know mine is stalking out of hurt and anger and things like that. And I just want this person to get.
What makes you think all the stalkers are stalking out of hurt and anger?
Well, you know, this one I know personally, that's why. Because you know who it is, you know. So this one I know personally. So, you know, and it's just, I was just getting this strong message, you know, that I needed to do this. So.
Well, I you know I support you, girl. So, dear stalker, please forgive us, and please forgive her. And if I have any stalkers, please forgive me. All of my actions and everything I do, I never ever mean to hurt anybody. Like,
right.
Sometimes we do things that we don't realize that we're doing, and trust me. The way karma comes around, it doesn't let us get away with it. So trust me, we're on a path where we don't get away with stuff. So if we literally had to leave your life for some reason, then just believe that we were ancestrally led to leave your life. We were guided by the angels because our path with you has ended. Our callings with you has ended. And not only that, our contracts with you were only for a certain time. And before this lifetime started, we only signed up the contract for a certain amount of time to get us to a certain point. So now it is time for you to do some contract burning and cut cording and allow yourself to be free, because stalking will only hurt you more, because the path that we're on, we don't even get to choose who we're with. It's like the people that we're supposed to be with or be away from, like we're literally spiritually guided to go in that direction. So just know that it's not by our choice who we get to pick to be in our life, who we don't get to pick to be in our life, but we are being ancestrally guided and led. So we do ask that you heal and seek out your healing, because it's very vital and very important, okay?
Right.
So you hear the countdown clock, girl?
Yes. All right.
90 seconds. All right. So, all right. Love you, girl.
All right, girl. Love you. Okay. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Have an epic night.